and welcome to the Subbed Podcast, your entry into the land of no easy answers. As we journey through the vagaries of the mind, attempting to unravel the mysteries of why our brains brain.
Hey,
welcome to the Subvert Podcast, here to remind you to clean your anus.
Daily.
Oh, we lured you in thinking this was going to be about bidets.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is where we try to have these topics, and we know that they're serious and that they're things that we need to, you know, really discuss. But I also feel that the only way we're going to kind of, you know, diffuse a lot of these situations is to try to find that little bit of humor in them, wherever it may be.
So, after anyway, all that preamble, let's maybe tell them what we're actually talking
about. So, straight from washing your arse to suicide. It's one of those, you know, great segues that we work into. We spend a lot of time mulling that segue over in our, you know, how do we lead into the death of you know, one of my favorite band singers from the Black Dahlia Murder. He died last week before, whenever this shows, it'll be past anyway. So we wanted to, well, I wanted to at least talk about it and just kind of, I'm hitting the chair again, and just talk to anybody out there who's going through, knows someone, is someone, anybody that's been through down this path at all, our heartfelt, sincerest apologies and condolences and cheering up and cheering for and hoping you get through and all of it, you know. Yeah. it's every side of this thing, we hope you come out the other end of it better, you know?
I mean, the thing that any suicide, whether it is someone personal that you know, or even, you know, like an icon that you've looked up to, or even just hearing about someone that's taken their own life, it does really affect you. And I think that the rabbit hole we all kind of go down is like, what drives a person to get to this point? You know, what is going through their head? How can, in the case we're talking about, someone that appears to have it all together, you know, like, how can they be in such a dark place, you know, when they have everything that most of us can dream of?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the tough thing. And that's not having the answers is really tough for the people left behind. Not having the clear why you would get to this point, you know, and it resonates, I think, with all of us on a human level, because I would argue that most of us have probably at one point or another had just a thought, necessarily how far you've taken it, but even just, you know, I'll share personally, I kind of have this weird thing every time I'm up high, if I'm crossing a bridge or on, you know, I live very high up in my apartment building, and it's not that I want to, but I have this thought where I go, what would that be like if I just jumped?
Because I have that exact thing every once in a while, where every once in a while you just look over the edge and be just like, boy, that's a long way down. Right. Okay. Yeah. Moving back now. Okay. All right.
So it's not just me. So I'd argue there's probably more too, but there's been times where it's actually caught me for a pretty good length of time, and where I've sat there really just like, and there's an overwhelming urge just to actually do it, not because I want to die, but because I want to know what it feels like to jump off this building. I know I won't fly, I know, but it's just, there's something, so it must be maybe a universal thing that a lot of people have at some point felt, but we can just take those steps back and go, okay, that was weird. And some people just get overwhelmed by it and say, no, I need to make that plunge, either literally or, you know, however.
I mean, there's got to be a certain rush to it, I guess. Right? I mean, that feeling of, I mean, yeah.
And I don't know. This is just my interpretation and my feelings that I'm trying to relate to. And I'm sure everyone's got something different, but it could be. And again, you don't have that answer because, you know, while the person's in the act of doing it, they're not really keeping a journal.
Yeah. And I mean, it's not through any sense of like despair or anything like that. There's never any like planning to this thing. Like, it's always just kind of, like you said, it could just kind of looking over the edge and just kind of going, right. So it's never any kind of sincere, right, like, I got to end this kind of thing thought. But like you said, it's just kind of this, I guess, curiosity thing, maybe.
So maybe that's, so the people that do end up going through with it, and I know there's very different psychology to the people that they typically don't just on a whim decide to commit suicide. There's typically a lot of thought, but you know, if they're living, let's say, from a place, that feeling that I've gotten occasionally and you've gotten occasionally and all of you, I'm sure, have gotten occasionally, if that's actually your life, right, as opposed to these odd moments that it pops into your head, if that is your constant running narrative of this feeling of I just kind of want to jump, you know, I'm not saying this is true or not. I'm not in any of these people's brains, obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean, we talk about, you know, brain loops a lot, where that would be something that, you know, once it got caught in your head, how do you get that thought out of your head, right? Like, I got to end it. How do you get out of that, right? Like, there's no use, it's never getting better, it's only gotten worse. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you get yourself out of that that thought process and into a building kind of mentality, right? Like, all these things happening give me the chance to grow, all these things that are happening allow me a chance to become a little better, right? Like, all of these things are just obstacles in the way of my goal, right? Like, how do you reframe these things inside your head so that it becomes something, you know, that you don't have to, you know, end it just to get out of, you know? And like, again, this is all just generalization, land of no easy answers, kind of bullshit, where we don't have any of the answers for this. We know that you don't have any of the answers for this. And we just hope to be part of the conversation where we can try to have this conversation before it gets to that point.
Yeah.
Try to make this something where we can talk about these things before it gets to that, you know, I've got, this is the only option I've got scenario, right? Yeah. Try to find the way, if it's talking to the suicide hotline, if it's talking to, you know, a friend of yours and just say, look, I just feel like I've got nothing else going, right? Like, if it's, you know, and if that friend doesn't want to listen to you, then move on to another friend. Right? Like, find someone else, find some, you know, someone out there wants you to stick around, you know, and doesn't want you to go, and will do anything they can to help, you know, you understand that we want you here, you know?
Well, and I think a big issue is we pathologize, suicidal thoughts so much. And of course they should be, you know, but if it is something that is maybe a universal human experience, then, you know, maybe it should just be an open conversation topic. And I can understand why people would be hesitant to talk about it, because now you're being labeled, now you're running the risk of your own freedoms being taken away, because now you're being sectioned, and now you're put into hospital, or you're labeled as certain this, and you're going to be put on drugs. And so you then kind of repress a lot. So you're still having these thoughts, and like you said, the brain loop's going through, but you don't necessarily want to talk about it too much for fear of all of these things that could happen. And again, I'm not saying this is the case. This is just me kind of following a train of thought. And like anything else, you know, we had a episode a while back talking about, you know, people that get convicted of horrible things. And it was the same sort of idea of when ideas are repressed for fear of expressing them, they ultimately then manifest in a big way and blow up at the end of it. So whether that was actually the case, if people maybe set out to kill themselves, or that was just a byproduct of the culture we've created of having to appear a certain way, of, you know, anything that's outside of the norm labeled as deviant and in need of medication and treatment and all of this, I mean, I don't know, but I think that freedom of just expressing the things that make us human, which include thoughts such as these sometimes, because it is curiosity, I think, at the end of the day. For myself, anyway, that's all I can speak to, is there is that curiosity of what does it feel like to die? What lies on the other side? You know, all of these big questions. And that's something we should be allowed to say. And again, I'm so sorry if this triggers anybody. We're in no way, you know, condoning anyone explore this option. It's
oh, look at that big pool of lava. Yeah, no, and that's the thing. Like, it's again, this is in, like you said, it's in no way meant to condone. This is entirely meant to be a supportive kind of conversation, right? Where we're just trying to find the way of offering support to whoever might be going through or has been or thinking of or any of it, right? Trying to find the means so that we all can get past that fear of talking about these things because of the ostracism, right? Like being put out, like you said, section put into all these different scenarios that would run through your head if just talking to anybody about these things, you know, and how do you remove that stigma? How do you make it so that we can actually have these conversations of I'm having a tough time, right? I keep having Bill Burr running through my head.
Okay.
The comedian.
Yeah.
Right. Like just not today. Right. Like, yes. You know, and just, you know, how do you just have the conversation with someone like my not today for today isn't working. Right. Does that make sense? Like I'm having a little, right. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it's not that. Yeah, it's not that today is the day, but today might be. And you need to be able to talk about these things.
Well, yeah. I mean, right? Just putting things off isn't an option, you know, or like, oh, don't think that. Just think positive.
That's
you know,
always
like
one of
that's
my
not an okay thought.
Just make that go away. It's fine.
You know, that's not an option either because you can't really control what pops into your head. Things mm-hmm. just will. It's how you react to them. And we unfortunately live in a culture that has built very strict boxes for which you're supposed to live within. So therefore it's not okay to have these thoughts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas arguably it should be, it's just how we're able to convey them and talk about them. And I honestly, I don't know, again, no easy answers. And if you're stuck in a loop of just, this keeps just coming up for you and there seems to be no way out. And then, you know, I can't wrap my head around what that would be like to live in that place, you know, and how can we build something different? How can we break down the walls of these boxes to be a little bit more inclusive, to make it safe mm-hmm. for, you know, you to say whatever it is you're struggling with, it's just too much, you know, and you know what? Trying to live in this world is a lot.
Can be.
It's a lot.
Can be, for sure.
You know, and at the end of the day, we're all just, you know, we're human beings, but we're an animal species, same as anything else. We're just trying to live on this planet. And yet humans are very different than any other animal species on this planet in that there's so many barriers to get over, so many hurdles, so much proving your worth to be here that you can't just simply live. And that really does take a toll, I think, on all of us, and obviously on some more than others. It's too much maybe to handle. And yeah, we really need to look at what we've created here, all of these wonderful things that, yes, we have created, but look at the toll that it does take, you know, in asking someone to prove yourself, prove you're worthy of being here. When you didn't have a choice in being here, you were simply just born. You just showed up. Right? And now you kind of just have to live.
Muddle through.
And you're being told, explain yourself. Explain why you were conceived and born.
Ask them. I don't know.
This had nothing to do with me. Yeah, you know, yeah. And back it goes. So. Yeah.
And I had read an interesting article the other day, or just a, like a mind hack tip or whatever, about kind of trying to calm an overactive brain. And it was just the tip of just thinking, what is my next thought going to be? Mm-hmm. Right? Because that apparently just lets you take that extra step of, you know, like, is that next thought going to be worth having or not?
Okay.
Right? So if you're actually consciously thinking about what your next thought is going to be, instead of just letting shit just wash through you and this is right, like it allows you that sort of conscious. And I'm wondering whether that might help with these mind loopy things mm-hmm. to be able to, right? Like if you know that loop's coming up next, to be able to think about like, what am I, why is, you know, does it help me to have this loop? Where can I, right? Like, what is my next thought going to be? Is it going to be one of negativity or positivity? Do I get to try to reframe this loop that I've been having, or do I just continue doing it the same as I have been?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm wondering, you know, and then maybe you guys can help me out with that. Right. Is that something that seems like it might make sense to you? Right. Like just having that conscious thought of what is my next thought going to be, and taking control of that thought, you know, mm-hmm. Because I think that's a lot of the issue that we have nowadays is we're not really, like you said, we're just kind of monkeys here trying to figure out, oh, we got these thoughts going through and what's that mean, right? I don't know, right? Like I keep having these weird ones. right? Like, and every time I go, yeah, but, and then, you know, everybody goes, ah, and I go, oh, okay, I won't talk about that one then.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and is that necessarily the best way of dealing with that? Or would it be better for us to have an outlet for us to kind of talk about those things and just go, you know, like, is this next thought going to be worth having? Right? Like, what is my next thought going to be? And how do I change that thought if it's something that I don't want it to be running through my head anymore?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one. Yeah. Well, because arguably, if you're setting yourself up for what's my next thought going to be, you then realize you have maybe more control over
exactly
what it could be.
And I think,
and then at
the
least
there's
that conscious, you know, oh, if you immediately take it to a dark place, you go, oh, well, I chose to maybe have that thought, which could hope maybe lead to something different.
And it's not a matter of like even judging that thought, but a matter of you know, acknowledging that that is the thought, but then thinking of what's my next thought after that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to have these weird, stupid, bad, you know.
Yeah, I get those all the time.
Right? And again, to think about what's my next thought going to be, right? Like, is it going to be related to this one, or do I get to just completely move somewhere else? Because that would orphan that thought and allow it to hopefully, you know, die off on the wayside kind of thing. Yeah. Right? It's only when you're giving these thoughts constant rotation in your thought processes that they become something that you have trouble getting out of. Mm-hmm. I mean, generalizing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Generalizing, yes. New
generalizating.
Word of
add to your word of the day calendar.
Yes, absolutely.
Check out our merch section where you can buy the Subvert Podcast's word of the day calendar.
Is this the picture of me going, generalizing? Perfect. Everybody will have one.
Well, again, I mean, there's absolutely no easy answers to this topic. And we just appreciate you, you know, tuning in and being part of these conversations. And arguably, you know, the more you guys are growing, the more hope we have that these are the sorts of things that are needed in the world. So we do really appreciate each and every minute you spend with us here. And again, feel free, please comment below and let us know what you think. These are just our ideas. You've just got two people, you know, trying to make sense of the human mind. And we recognize that we don't know what the hell we're talking about.
It's such a simple thing for us to just be like, yeah, we got this. We'll just sit here on this podcast in the next 10 episodes. I think 10 episodes, we'll have it figured out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe 12.
If we drag it out a little bit, I mean, yeah, we'll have to really push to fill those last two episodes with, you know, stuff from the brain. Yeah, and it's the ever-evolving, constantly changing, mostly stupid, right, world that we've created, you know, this little squishy blob that, you know, determines the entirety of existence here, right? Like, hey, how's it going? You're working for me today, right? Okay, cool. Yeah, so again, hearts out to anybody that's gone through, anybody that's been helped by this. We you know, I don't know how we did it, if we did anything, if it was possible for us to have helped at all, you know, we hope. If it didn't, that's cool too, right? Because it wasn't really, there's no easy answers here, but in the end, we want you around, right? Mm-hmm. And that's I think what we hope you took away from this is that, you know, while I recognize that there's terminal diseases and there are means where sometimes where it, you know, having a end to this that's on your own terms is definitely something that, you know, is worth considering. We want you around. And that I hope is something that the world can join us in on this thing, is just we want you around. So.
And we'll want you around for our next episode. So that was just shamelessly insensitive.
Absolutely shameless. But that's okay. They expect that from us.
There we go. Yeah.
We'll just blame the puppets. It's all the puppets anyway. Puppets.
I saw an opportunity for a segue and I took it. And as I said it, I realized that it was pretty insensitive.
Are you sure about this? Are you sure?
Well, it's out there now. So there we have it.
There's no way we can edit that comment out.
Guess what? I'm a human being too.
It's there.
Who hasn't stuck their foot in their mouth?
We're stuck with it now. You know,
that's it.
There's going to be a lot of those where we're going to be like, okay, I guess we said that.
All right, I'm going to end it there before I say more things that I'm going to end up regretting.
I'm just happy it was you and not me this time. I mean, most of the time it's me, so I guess this once is yours. Ha ha.
There we go.
Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We really appreciate every second, every minute that you've been here putting up with this and listening to us. And yeah, we cannot express to you how appreciative the over 2,000 of you that are watching this. Thank you. Very much appreciated. And we hope we're saying something that resonates. And if it doesn't this time, next time. Next time we'll get you. Have a great night.